Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 26 kuNhlangula 2023 mo Cape Stube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
I'm going back to Zimbabwe to participate in the election. I'm not deterred by the intimidation.
Umnumzana Sevia Kasukwere ozancintisa ukhetho lukamongameli lonyaka uthi uzabuyela eZimbabwe loba esethuselwa ngurhulumente kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Obronko bagcwele la, imbanje zigcwele la, awunjengwasikhulume. Vele babhudla kikho ekuseni lantambama, kuyathwala okungabantwana kufake esigujaneni. Usuza kubona nje ngokuhleka kwakhona umsindo wakho umsindo lapha kathi indaba lina abantwana
abazali labaqondisi benhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bakhala ngokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabantwana besikolo labanye abatsha abemba igolide ungekho emthethweni bathwalise nzima izakhamizi kwezinye indawo enkabazwe zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umnumzana Sevia Kasukwere uzancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lonyaka uthi uzabuyela eZimbabwe loba esethuselwa ngurhulumente kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. UKasukwere utshele umsakazo weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg ukuba usezwile ukuthi urhulumente kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufuna ukusebenzisa amapolisa ukuba ambophe engafika eZimbabwe esiyakhankasela ukhetho oluzayo. Lokhu kulandela kwethulwe ngumnumzana Christopher Mtsangwa izolo othe uKasukwere uzabotshwa engaphenduka eZimbabwe ngoba umthethwandaba wakhupha amaphepha ambopha okumele abotshwe ngawo ama-warrant of arrest amabili kulandela ukumiswa kwakhe umthethwandaba esethiswa icala lokweqa umngcele ongekho emthethweni lamanye. UKasukwere uthi amaphepha la alahlwa umthethwandaba.
I'm going back to Zimbabwe to participate in the election. I'm not deterred by the intimidation. I'm not worried about what they will do to me. I am determined to go and fight a clean election. What worries me more now is the future of my country, the future of our people. All the desperate attempts to try and silence, to try and stop my coming back will come to naught. I am heading for Zimbabwe, and I'll be participating in the election in Zimbabwe.
Ngiyabuyela eZimbabwe kuyancintisa ukhetho oluzayo kangesabi lutho kangethuselwa mina kangilandaba okungikhathaza okwamanje ukuhlupheka kwabantu ngizabe ngikhona kabasoze bephekapheke ukhetho kangesabi lutho ngingabe ngisesaba bani.
I understand the system much better. I've been through the system. I have learned the mistakes. I have learned from my mistakes. And there is nobody than one who accepts that they were mistakes we were made in the past. I know those mistakes, and I'm prepared to correct those mistakes. And I have the experience. When you look at the return of candidates who are on that ballot, there's nobody whose experience can compare to mine. I have been a civil servant. I have been a politician. I've been a minister. I have been an activist. I have been a businessman. I have seen the good and the bad.
Ngiyakwazi ukwenzakala kuhulumende, sengabona amaphutha wonke, ngiyakwazi sengikhangele bonke abancintisayo abafani lami ngitshola kancane. Ukuhlala kwele South Africa sokungitshengise ukuba singahlala kahle eZimbabwe.
I have realized that there are systems that we must introduce in our country. We must do away with this mindset that has held our people back for so long. We can actually build a better country. We have had so many years which we must have turned into wealth creation as well as development of our country. If somebody says I was tied to President Mugabe, it was Mugabe brutal, well, how do I need to respond to that? I've never killed anybody. I mean, and who has done more. So how do I become a brutal man? I've never had the security ministry. Why should you then tie all that happened?
Akumelanga ngiphendule ukuba ngaseduzane lomgabe kangizange ngibulale umuntu. Mina awulanto engayenzayo kangizange ngibulale umuntu.
Brutalize anybody, murder anybody.
Lo umnumzana Sevia Kasukwere obekhuluma le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Isikhulumeli samapolisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi utshele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ukuthi ukasikwele uzabotshwa angaphindela kwele Zimbabwe. Unyathi uthi kulamaphepha ama-warrant of arrest amabili ammeleleyo. Ukasikwele wabaleka eZimbabwe kulandela ukugenqulwa libutho kukamuyi uRobert Gabriel Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2017. Kwakuthiwa wenza okungekho emthethweni labanye bakhe babefisa ukuthi kungene omunye esikhundleni sikaMugabe. Inhlanganiso yabatha e-Youth Invest namhla imanyane lezinye ezizimeleyo kanye lohlangothi lwezemfundo e-Victoria Falls emkhosini wokunanza usuku lokulwisana lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ole-International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Kunkulumo eziphume emkhosini lo obuqhutshelwa esikolo seMoss Owathunya High School, abasakhulayo baveze ukuba inengi labo selithatha izidakamizwa lezi ezigoqela i-crystal meth, injengu, osiganga kanye lokubhenywa kuthathwa kumaphampa abantwana alengcekeza kubangelwa ikukhohliswa ngabanye. Phezu kwenkohliso, baveze ukuba okunye bakubona ezindlini kusenziwa ngabomdeni njalo abanye benziwa ikuhlukunyezwa emakhaya.
So when you think what maybe the best way to avoid this, maybe in a day, when you have made that he had, maybe I think that when she doesn't advance the finances as was in use, or maybe that he would have any locality of the language in Chelsea,
Unkosikazi Ruth Mpofu, umphathi we-guidance and counseling esikolo lesi, utshele umsakazo lo ukuba abantwana basebenzisa izidakamizwa lezi nsuku zonke, uthi ziyabalimaza.
Nxa ukhuluma ngamaphaphu abo bona bakutshela ukuthi vele kwethu kusathwa esikhathi nabezemfile. They don't see themselves long. Bazibona nje bengabantu abayaphila iminyakane engamingaki. Khona lokhu abanye babe-child headed, abanye abazali batshona. Abanye betshona bevele betshoniswa yiwona la ma-drugs. Obronko bagcwele la, imbanje zigcwele la, awunjengwa sikhulume. Vele babhudla kikho ekuseni la ntambama. Kuyathwala okungabantwana kufaka ezigujaneni. Usuza kubona nje ngokuhleka kwakhona umsindo wakho, umsindo lapha, kati indaba lina abantwana.
Unkosikazi Nokuthaba Moyo owenhlanganiso ye-Youth Invest uyalufakaza lolu hlupho.
Ama-students, they fail to cooperate kuhle. Asakwanisi ukucooperate kuhle esikolweni. Plus futhi esikolweni kulamanye ama-students who are doing drugs. So they are affected kakhulu. The future is destroyed at an early stage.
Inkulumo kaNkosikazi Moyo igcizelelwe ngumnumzana Kelvin Moyo, umgcini sihlalo we-Victoria Falls Combined Residents Association.
Singasuffocate ama-channels with which ama-drugs abuya ngawo, whether from outside Zimbabwe kumbe kwamanye amadorobho, bona ngani kungasinceda. Singakadingisisi ukuthi bona ngubani abathengisayo njalo ahamba njani afika njani ebantwaneni. So singaqeda uhlupho lolo bese sithi imfundiso kusamele ihlale ibe isiba khona, kungabi ukuthi namhla lilanga le campaign against drug abuse.
Unkosikazi Mpofu ukhala ngokuthi abomthetho kababophi ngemfanelo labo abathengisa izidakamizwa lezi.
Uhlupho nje silahlwa ngumthetho wethu. Abemthetho abasincedisa ukuzwayo bayabuya sibili amapolisa bafundisa abantwana, kodwa abantu abenza khona lokhu bayakwazi.
Ngomnyaka ophelileyo, uhlangothi lwe-Youth Sport Arts and Recreation luveze ukuba inani lentsha eledlula amachumi amahlanu ekhulwini, 57.1% yakuleli ithatha izidakamizwa. Kulandela lokhu, uhulumende wahlomisa abomthetho ukuphemba laba kanye labathengisayo. Sokubotshwe abedlula inkulungwane ezedlula ichumi lambili. Lonyaka umkhankaso lokuzwekazi lonke uqhutshwa phansi kwesihloko esithi People First, Stop Stigma and Discrimination, Strength and Prevention. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Victoria Falls ngeNokuthaba Dlamini.
Inkokeli yebutho leZimbabwe lisemhlanganweni kweleButswana oqukwe inhlanganiso yamasoja angaphansi kwamazwe e-US Africa Command lapho kuhlaziywa ukuthi ukutshintsha komumo womkati kubangela njani ukungahlaliseki kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ele Zimbabwe libambane lamanye amazwe angamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa i-37 ukuzaxoxisana phezu kwesimo sokuntshintsha komkhathi lokuthi ihlukumeza njani isimo sokungahlaliseki e-Afrika. Kodwa ele South Africa kalizihluphanga ukungenela lo mhlangano wenzelwe eHaboron noma nje isikhulumi senhlanganiso ye-US AFRICOM umnumzana Al Phillips esithi ilizwe leli belinqusiwe.
South Africa was indeed invited. And accordingly, we'll always.
Ele South Africa lalinqusiwe njalo lizaqhubeka linxuswa ngoba siyahlonipha ubudlelwano esilabo ikakhulu kwezokuntshintsha komkhathi okungalimazi izwekazi le-Afrika kuphela kodwa umhlaba wonke jikelele.
Kulokungezwani phakathi kwele South Africa kanye lele Melika kulandela imbiko enyangeni edluleyo ukuthi le South Africa lanikeza ele Russia isikhali zokulwisana lele Ukraine. Ele Russia alidlelani kahle lele Melika ngemva kokuba lihlasele ilizwe le Ukraine ngonhlolanja nyakenye impi elokhe isaqhubeka. Isikhulumi sikamphathi ntambo ezomvikela kule South Africa umnumzana Cornelius Munama uthi ugatsha lwakhe alwazi lutho ngokuthi ilizwe lakhe kalingenelanga umhlangano we-US AFRICOM. Owe Zimbabwe ocubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Moyo uthi kumgceke ukuthi ungabi khona kwele South Africa kulo mhlangano uhambelana lezihlakalo esisanda kwenzeka phezu kodaba lwesikhali ze-Russia.
Angithi mina ukudlelwano phakathi kwelizwe lase-South Africa lelizwe lase-Melika kulamalanga ayisibo lobuyana obuculisayo noma engathi mina obufana lobe bukhona amalanga oyiminyaka ledlulileyo. Ukuxabana kwabo kusobala ukuthi kwenziwa obubangelwa yibudlelwano iSouth Africa elabo lelizwe laseRussia. Iproblem enkulu ngeAmerica ukuthi ayikaze yathanda ukuthi makukhulunywa ngeinternational relations ilizwe thizeni libe ndiki-ndiki lingacaci ukuthi lisapota bani ligxeka bani.
Kusenjalo umhlangano osungulwe eHaboron ngomvulo ufake isiqiniseko sokuthi kumele ibutho emazweni aweAfrika achiyeneyo lincedise ukulwisana lokungahlaliseki okuguqela ukulwa kanye lokuswelakala kokudla okungabangelwa yikuguquka kwesimo somkhathi. Umqondisi we-US AFRICOM umnumzana Kenneth Ekman uthi kumele kuphendulwe imibuzo phezu kwedaba lokuntshintsha komkhathi kanye lokuxokozela ukuhambelana lakho ikakhulu ukulwa kanye lezinye ingxabano kwele-Afrika.
Climate security is a risk accelerant. It makes some of the problems that we have now even.
Ukuguquka komkhathi sekudale ukuthi induku kade sivele silazo ziye phambili ikakhulu ukungezwani kanye lengxabano.
Unkosazana Tekane Blaine, umqondisi kugatsha lwe-Emelika olubona ukuzama uqinisa ukuthula ele-US Institute of Peace, uthi ingxabano phakathi kwamazwe achiyeneyo ikakhulu kuzwekazi le-Afrika isiqongile ngenxa yokuguquka kwesimo somkhathi.
As peace, people face increasing insecurity to their own lives and the lives of their families.
Indaba zokuthi amazwe engahlalisani kuhle seziqongile ngenxa yokuguquka kwesimo somkhathi. Lokhu kubangwa yikulwa phezu kokusilela kokudla, amanzi kanye lokubangisana ezomvelo.
Umhlangano oseHaboron uzagqitshwa ngolwesihlanu njalo kukhangelwe ukuthi kuphunywe leziqondiso ezayeba yizo izikhonkwane zokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Abebutho abalesikhundla esiphezulu emazweni ashiyeneyo kwele Afrika yibo abangenele lo mhlangano kuyinhloso yokuthi izinqumo ezathathwa eHaboron zenziwe ngokuphazima kweso. Izwekazi le-Afrika kutsho inhlanganiso ye-US Institute of Peace yilo elihamba phambili ngengxabano ezikhona zidalwe kuguquka kwesimo somkhathi. Inhlanganiso ye-US AFRICOM yabunjwa ngomnyaka ka-2000 ngenhloso yokuthi kube lobudlelwano phakathi kwele-Melika lebutho lamazwe wonke ase-Afrika ekulwiseni inkinga ezishiyeneyo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7 ngiseHaboron kwele Botswana.
Songangeni kwisigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele-Ukraine lilwisana ngamandla lele-Russia ezigabeni eziningi loba nje ele-Russia lizonde okumangalisayo ngokwenziwe libutho elizimeleyo ele-Wagner Group elizame ukuyafika esigodlweni sikamnumzana Vladimir Putin. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kwele-Sudan okulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezimbili asebefe empinile. Inhlanganiso emela abaphila lomkhuhlane wethukela owe diabetes ikutaza ukuqiniswa kwemfundiso yokuzinakekela lokuhlala umuntu elolwazi lokuthi isimo sethukela emzimbeni silungile kumbe hathi, kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Abenhlanganiso ye-Diabetic Association bathi sebenanzelele ukuthi nxa umuntu engazinakekeli ukuhlala esazi ukuthi isilinganiso sethukela singanani emzimbeni, kulakho ukudala eminye imikhuhlane enjengeyamehlo. Isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso umnumzana Keith Vitrino othi ukuhlala isimo sethukela sikubanga elihle emzimbeni, lokunanza ukudla okudlayo kungaphathisa kakhulu ukwehlisa lolu dubo, kungakho baqhuba imikhankaso yokulimikisa uzulu ngokuvikela kungakabike lo monakalo.
It is a very big problem, especially to the people with diabetes, because
ludubo olukhulu kakhulu ngoba i-diabetes ngokwayo ivele mkhuba wayo iyadelela amehlo, ihlasela imithambo.
UDokotela Emmanuel Joe ingcwethi kwezokwelatshwa kwemikhuhlane yamehlo uthi i-diabetes igcina ibangela udube emehlweni nxa umuntu engahlala enganakekeli isimo akiso njengokudingakalayo.
They become leaky and they start bleeding inside the eye. Okwenzakalayo ukuthi imithambo yegazi phakathi kweretina iyabe isiphuza igazi lingene elihlweni, kubangela ukungaboni.
Unkosikazi Tendai Mataruka oligqwetha njalo ele diabetes uthi lesi simo sidinga nje ukuba usazi njalo ulandele indlela otshelwa zona ngodokotela, unanzelela njalo lalokho okudlayo.
I have resorted to what I call natural unprocessed foods, small grains, shio, mapunde and brown rice for my starches. I also watch what I eat in terms of proteins.
Ngagcina ngikhetha ukudla kwendulo okufana lophoko, i-brown rice, unyawuti lokunye, lenyama yenkukhu, lenhlanzi, amaputi, umxhaka, lamazambane.
Inhlolisiso yaqhutshwa yingcwethi uMakhomaka labanye bakhe ngomnyaka ka-2019 iveza ukuba udubo lokuphazamiseka kwamehlo ebantwini abale-diabetes ezwekazi le-Afrika solufika kusilinganiso esiphezu kwamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 31.2%. Abenhlanganiso ye-International Diabetes Federation bathi inani labantu abadala abale-diabetes ezwekazi le-Afrika likhangelelwe ukukhuphuka lisuka kuzigidi ezilitshumi lambili 12.1 million ngomnyaka ka-2010 lisiyafika kuzigidi eziphezu kwamachumi amabili 23.9 million lapho sisiyafika kumnyaka ka-2030. Kubangelwa ke ikakhulu ngokwengezelela kokuhlala kwabantu emadolobheni, i-urbanization, ukuphila umuntu engazilolonga umzimba, ukuzimuka, i-obesity, lokwengezelela kwenani labantu kuleli izwekazi, i-population growth. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Ukukudeka komnotho ukukhuphuka kwentengo yokudla mahlayana lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi eZimbabwe sokubangele iningi labantu kakhulu abasakhulayo ukuba bembe igolide okungekho emthethweni bezama ukuziphilisa. Kwezinye indawo bazenzela umatanda. U-Ezra Jesus Banda usedulela lolo daba.
Yibuthi umuntu esabelane senkabazwe ogwedwa abavela kuzigaba ezithiyeneyo zeZimbabwe besemba igolide bangagqiza eqhakala. UCarlos Mpofu oleminyaka engu-23 uthi ukuhlupheka sokusenza wonke umuntu embe igolide.
Yikuswela imisebenzi ukwenza senze lokhu, so sabe sesifuna ukukwanisa ukusinceda imuli zethu ukuthi siphile singatshontsheli abanye imito zabo, sisebenze ngamandla yethu. Ngampha amapholisa asihlukumeza, asibuya esithathela amanye abe ngekho emsebenzini, ebuya nge-uniform esithathela amatshe, kodwa sabe singena power yakho khona lokho ngoba sabe singotsheketshe. Akula nto engayenza ngoba yabe ntingu usizo lokuthi nami ngithole ukuphila ngoba umsebenzi yabe ngiyela.
UZenzo Nyoni ngugweja wafelwa abazali uvela esilobela laye uyaphanda kotshundura.
Eminyaka engu-17 ngilapha kathesi sizama ukuthi siyagebha lapha sidinga igolide. Sometimes igolide langikhona singaligebha silithole kuyabuya abantu bethwele izikhali bezosithathela, sometimes babehamba lamapholisa.
Buyali ukuthiwa kwamagama kubangwa indawo yokwemba igolide kuthathelwa nangodli umkude okwenza abanye babulalane. Ugweja ozibiza ngegama lokuthi ngalo inqwele kwaChundura bamesaba kulindawo
lokuthanya thaya vele abantu ababuya bezofuna ukuthathela igolide la lalawo amanxebeni lawo lapha ngangizama ukuthi ngibisane lalabo abantu ababefuna ukubuya khona abagebhe eceleni kwami khonapha vele ngiyabuya ngenza ukuthaya thaya esibili ngigamule mbula.
Izakhamizi eziningi zakwaChundura zikhala ngokufelwa izifuyo ngenxa yabo tsheketsha ugogomola Incube ngomunye wabo.
Inkomo zami ezimbili mntanami ziwele emgodini leyegejwa ngotsheketsha. Akula muntu oncedayo, lamapholisa awancedi, lezakhamizi azincedi. Ngicela ukusizwa. Kuthe sebegcwele abafuni ukusuka, bagcwele endaweni zonke lezi lasemachannelland khona le abafuni ukusuka.
Ukhansela ward 7 elogwele uBenjamin Mpala uthi izifuyo zabantu ziphelile zifela emgodini egejwa ngogweja lokunatha amanzi alemithi abageza ngawo igolide.
Inkomo lezi ziwele emagodini ngenxa yokuthi otshekeja abageza amagodi bayashiye njalo ekhamisile. Amagodi layo njalo ekhamisile sokusitsho ukuthi inkomo iyawele. Nxa idiphu kakhulu phansi amagodi akhona kwenza ukuthi ungayiboni inkomo yangkhona inxele izecine sisizwa ngomnuko kuphela ukuthi inkomo iwele phakathi. Celenye iminesi ezingcelelanelayo ethiwa yiShambrock. Kulenye indawo lapho abagezisela khona imotolo kule umuthi abawusebenzisayo. Umuthi lowo inkomo zingawonatha ethiwa yisayinethi. Inkomo zingawonatha umuthi lowo yijife khonapho then there. Then akula composition esiphiwa ama-farmers.
Amapolisa esabalenze Midlands bakuthaza izakamiza kwaChundura lelo gwele ukuthi ziye mangara emapoliseni zibophise ogweja laba. Esikhulumeni samapolisa eMidlands province uInspector Hoko uthi ogebha igolide umele abe nencwadi ezivumela ukwemba igolide okusemthethweni.
Ngawuthi license and a designation for him to do official business. So it will be an offense. I would rather say you direct those that have complaints to a police station so that the police investigates the issue.
Oh, kwetha laba batshele iStudio 7 ukuthi basebenzela abakhulu kodwa balile ukuqamba abantu bakhona. Okucatshangelwa ukuthi basebenzela ezinye iy'nkokheli zamabandla ezombusazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoChundura, igama lami ngeza Jesus Banda.
Wezemidlalo lenze izimanga iqembu labesilisa elimela izizwe leZimbabwe lona elibhaxabule ele United States of America ngamaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lane kumncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup Qualifier oqhutshelwa eZimbabwe kulezi nsuku. Intethele izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu leZimbabwe yile liqale ukutshaya ibhola labuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amane lathweba munembili lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisithupha. Kuthele United States seliphendula lenelise amaranzi alikhulu lane njalo liphelelwe ngumphako ngemva kwama-overs edlula kancane yamajumi amabili lanhlanu. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe libhale kutsha imbali yalo emdlalweni kakhilikithi ngoba belingazake libuthelela amaranzi edlula amakhulu amane kumidlalo yehlobo le-One Day International. Obe ngukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe namhla uSean Williams ngiyodlale indima enkulu yokunqobeni kwe Zimbabwe.
I think that is definitely one of the best innings I've had.
Ngokubona kwami namhlanje ngidlale ngendlela engakaze ngidlale ngayo kodwa kumele ngibonge abadlali ebengitshaya labo ibhola abafana lo Joy Lloyd Gumbi naye otshaye kuhle. Ungakhangela indlela esiqale ngayo besingaziqalanga ngamadlabuzane kodwa kuthe sekudlule ama-overs alitshumi saqala ukuhlasela.
Williams ukhethwe ukuba nguye umdlali odlale ukwedlula abanye ngemva kokuba ethole amaranzi alikhulu elilamashumi ayisikhombisa lane 174 njalo waphinda waqaga ibhola kabili ngesikhathi sokulithuba leqembu le-United States ukutshaya ibhola. Iqembu leZimbabwe liqale ukudlala kuhle kakhulu ngemva kokuqatshwa kukamqeqeshi uDave Houghton nyakenye kodwa yena uthi abadlali yibo asebelethe inguquko ekudlaleni kweqembu.
Mina engikwenzileyo ikubakhuthaza ukuba bazithembe ngoba vele italenti abalalo kodwa bebengadlali ngendlela etshengisa ukuba bayokholisa umdlalo. Siqhube inhlelo zokuba bakhululeke nxa bedlala lalapho bengekho enkundleni, njalo lokhu yikho osekudale umehluko omkhulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe liphutshe lihlezi phezu kwengalane yesibaya sikaGroup A lile miklomelo eyi-2. Intatheli zindaba yomdlalo kakhilikithi uDumi Praise Dlakama uthi lokho kuzaliphathisa kusigaba esilandelayo esomncintiswano yeseSuper 6.
AmaChevrons namhlanje ajenzile ukuthi azimisele ukuthi yaqualify World Cup ngendlela abadlale ngayo, njalo nxa sinanzelele ukuthi bangene bezotshaya vele bahle batshaya ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bathole i-bonus point yona leyana. Ama-bonus points azancedisa kakhulu kuma Super 6 ngoba kungaqeda kuyithayi ama points elingana, ama points nalawa ama bonus points yo azagcina sesiqhakatheka kakhulu ukuthi amaqembu aqualify.
Amaqembu amabili azaqeda imidlalo ye Super 6 ehlezi endaweni ezimbili eziphezulu kwengalane yo azadlilela kumidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele wazaqutshelwa elizweni leIndia ekupheleni komnyaka. Iqembu leZimbabwe elizadlalela imidlalo yalo ye Super 6 edolobheni lakoBulawayo ngemva kokuba lidlalele ezibaya lisesigodlweni iHarare. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Joseph Njanji khona ngapho ke koBulawayo. Kwamanje ke sike sizwe abalandeli beStudio 7 kusigaba sokubingelelana.
Yalibingelela lonke labothungameli Nkomo oGift Dube bo lonke osithandekile ngegama leNkosi uJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Okhulumayo umfundisi uWinishal Hlongwane we Truth of Jesus Assemblies. Ngithanda ukubingelela laba bantu engihlala khona eXalanga A eFelabusi. Ngibingelela unkosikazi uMathilda Ncube, abazukulu bonke besembingelela abantu abami eZansi Afrika, usikhululekile uTremendous losiphakanyisiwe. Ngibuye futhi ngiye emziyathini esigodini endaweni yaseSibomvu umalume uDJ Nchuma nomalumekazi uMasibanda uGaluza. Bingelele lomngani wami Anele Songo, oJoseph Masuku, oCrip Masuku, useka Nkosi. Ikanti nakhona lapha futhi engihlala khona ngiyabingelela uHezekiel Bukwela. Ngibingelele njalo bonke engikhonza labo ebizo lenkosi uJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Isithi msakazi ngiyabonga kuze kube nindanini.
Bathanda ukubingelela ngukhosteli Moyo esigodini sakomapholisa ePlumtree. Ngithanda ukubingelela kakhulu laphana kumamami uNakasiduka Moyo. Ngibingelele unkosikazi wami uCatherine Nyandeni, abantwana bami bonke, Thobekile Prince Zanele lomzukulu wami Asanda. Ngibingelele uanti wami le esilima uNakasiyazi. Ngibingelele uanti wami futhi khona kumapholisa ngale uNakamaqandeka ongumphathisigodi. Bingelele ubaba omncane eseka amabrugwana khona laphana kumapholisa futhi. Ngibingelele nje bonke abazukulu bami kumapholisa yonke, nabodadewethu laphana labomayina, abantwana bami abojulethi, abomhlaba Moyo, bonke nje ngithi hayi philani ngomusa kaThixo, konke kube kuhle. Siyabonga, siyabonga, siyabonga. Ngikhosti elingapha kwela South Africa ePretoria.
Yeah, laba ke ngabalaleli beStudio 7 abakade besinike imlayezelo yebo kuhlelo lwethu lokubengelelana. Lingakhohlwa ke nxa lifuna ukuthumeza ke imlayezo yenu, thumeza kunombolo ethi +1 202 465 0318. Ulive Talk namhla sixoxa ngokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa kweleZimbabwe lemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Singakehlukanisi sitobo wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Umnumzana Sevia Kasukwere ozancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lonyaka uthi uzabuyela eZimbabwe loba esethuselwa nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Abazali labaqondisi benhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bakhala ngokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabantwana besikolo labanye abatsha. Abemba igolide okungekho emthethweni batholise nzima izakhamizi endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje. Oliver Lisanga ngenjabulo, ngumthembo osithemba uGibbs Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.